Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another wonderful episode of the Over Sharon Show. We have a guest again today. Seems to be our, well, actually, a few weeks ago, we didn't have a guest, but seems to be a common occurrence here in the Over Sharon Show these days. And we will get into that in a second. But first, I have a quote that I'm going to read. It's from the Tao, verse 35. She who is centered in the Tao can go where she wishes without danger. She perceives the universal harmony even amid great pain, because she has found peace in her heart.
I love that. Can y'all hear me okay?
What? No, yeah, we can hear
you. So today we have a guest, but we'll introduce her here in a second. I'm going to pull a card. Here we go.
A deck.
This deck is the...
I think that's what it is.
Yeah. All right. It's the Three of Cups. I love it. Ooh.
Three of Cups.
That's really cool.
That's like friendships and, you know, community and stuff. Right, Brandon? You keep going.
Yeah, I really like the Three of Cups. Esoterically, it also represents alchemy because you have the red, the gold, and the white. So it's kind of like that alchemical process that happens. And also, it's about celebration. And because it's three, it's generally in the realm of emotional celebration, or even like the Trinity. One, two, three come together to create life. So that's what we're doing here. We're creating a show.
Yeah, I love it.
I love it.
Awesome. All right. It's we have a guest, and she is our friend Asha. She's from Asha T Healing on Facebook and Instagram. And we met her through the Bear community. She's also AKA Healer Bear. And I actually did a shaman, like a little mini shamanic journey with her in Sedona when I met her last year. It's like literally been almost to the month that maybe like a month and a year and a month that we met each other in person in Sedona. Yeah. It was a lovely time. And I'm still going back to that, all the notes that I took from that reading she did for me. It was amazing. So without further ado, Asha, please tell us a little bit about yourself.
Thank you so much for having me, first and foremost. I'm so honored to be here on your amazing show. I've been watching. I love it. I remember when you were birthing this show and like it was just like a little idea. And now here it is, and you're going and building that momentum as energy does, continuing to create and bring in all these beautiful transmissions for the peeps as we're on that journey of higher consciousness. So well done on contributing and showing up for your acts of service. And yeah, I'm honored to be here. So thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Now, so tell us a little bit about Asha T Healing. And I know that you're also working on some corporate stuff for like EQ. Tell us a little bit about that and what EQ is.
Sure. So thank you for asking. So first, it's interesting about me. my main sort of like main life purpose, according to human design, is in Gene Keys is Synergy, which is essentially all of us leading together, coming together. And the symbol there is really reminiscent of masculine and feminine energy. So I've always sort of had that duality in my being, and in really strong confidence and masculine pillar, as well as a feminine pillar. And it's really been replicating in my whole life. So how that pertains to my business is I have my company Asha T International, where I work with people all the way from the first step of shadow work into integrating their anima and animus, that's their masculine and feminine energies. This is men and women. And then into business coaching for them to create their soul's purpose and mission to get people into monetizing their gifts, their gifts that, you know, whatever that looks like. It could be sensual dancing. It could be tarot card reading. It could be coaching. And the women and men that I work with, I bring them to $20,000 to $60,000 months in that portion of my work. And then I have another company called Beyond EQ, which is emotional and energetic intelligence. And I train primarily men leaders and other their team members. And it's like the best. We measure their frequency and then we're able to craft a very more sort of like, I guess I could say 3D version of mindset development and understanding how trauma in the body works and how that actually looks for two things. Balanced people equals balanced books. Once you have a certain frequency, you're going to begin magnetizing positive things when you increase a team's baseline frequency. So I'm running two of those companies in conjunction with one another. It's awesome. I love my life. It's been about a year and a half since I launched my business, and it's been such a powerful, deep journey inward. And in that time, I've started my shamanic. I study as a shamanic practitioner under the Moon Eye Key, which are the Peruvian shamans. I'm also a quantum light body activations therapist, a hypnotherapist. I do womb work and sexual energy therapy. And I also am a certified emotional intelligence facilitator. And I'm going back to school for my doctorate in energetic psychology.
Girl.
Yeah.
Girl, girl, girl. So, so cool.
So good.
So you mentioned trauma in the body. Can you tell us a little bit about that and like how it manifests and where it stems from and how people can begin to heal from those things?
Thank you. Yeah, I think that's a great place to start, Sharon, simply because it really is the beginning. Human nature is to often kind of like get to the finish line first. Really, if we're not addressing our subconscious mind and what's going on in our shadow and integrating that as a primary start, we're gonna kind of fumble around. What this might look like is, let's say Sally joins a manifestation course on like get rich quick, but Sally hasn't met her shadow or integrated her shadow. She's going to bring into her field the limiting beliefs that she holds that are stemmed in our childhood. So epigenetics shows that this goes back 12 generations, though in my practice and my belief system, it goes back lifetimes. It doesn't really matter if you believe in lifetimes or just consistent genetic, you know, backwardsness. That's a word. We're coding, we're DNA, and we hold codes. We're computers. So a good example might be if you were a little girl and you're loud and you're rambunctious and over again, people telling you to be quiet, be quiet, be quiet. You may store that piece of you, that vibrance, that desire to be seen, that exciting little girl can get stored in your body, in your system. And then you may choose a job that keeps you small. And then you find yourself frustrated in your marriage and maybe feeling a little boxed in. And the ultimate truth is that that gift is in the subconscious. Now, if we had a little boy who was very angry, his parents might have told him, don't be angry. We must be nice. Be nice. Then he might store that anger. And then his whole life hear from people, wow, you've got like a little bit of an edge to you. You seem really angry. And he can't really register what that means. So the example that I used in both that circumstance of the boy and the girl, it can be our gift in our shadow. And it can be something that we've suppressed that we consider bad. And really, it depends on the conditioning of where you were growing up and who brought you up. Because another mother might say, oh my gosh, look at my daughter. She's so loud and fabulous. Let her follow her dreams. So that's the kind of, I don't want to say problem, but really it's like the problem of soul aligned humans in a conditioned world. And this is why I advocate so much for emotional intelligence. The more aware you are of your emotions and how you feel and how comfortable you feel in your energy, the more you can speak your truth and follow your dreams.
I absolutely love that. Emotional mm-hmm. intelligence. Is there more you can tell us about emotional intelligence?
Sure. Well, first and foremost, it's a little outdated. my goal, right? Like I'm wicked down to earth. This is the cool thing about energetics for me. And I think even just you guys can really relate to this. it's fun having higher perspective because you can talk about light codes, reptilians, and dark entities, or you can simply just talk about them as grief, sadness, or shame. So it gives you a like really grand scope of how you can speak about it. But emotional intelligence is really just being aware of your own energy and using that information to create the scenario and dream life. A good example of this might be, let's say I'm in a relationship and I have done a lot of emotional intelligence work and I speak a truth to this man. The man may not have done as much emotional work and he could feel really threatened by me saying this particular truth. The truth might be something like, oh, I'm not really sure if I'm feeling this relationship anymore. And his response might be, what the fuck? What do you mean? Right. Okay. This is just a scenario. So this is something that could happen. And so it would be my responsibility. I'm the only person that I can control in that situation. What could happen to someone who hasn't done a lot of this work is they go, oh, forget it. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that. Or they might say, well, no, you are the reason why, da, 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 right? And that's when we start having unconscious communications and stifling. Or you're so energetically and emotionally neutralized, stoic, that you have no reaction to their emotional reaction. You can remain open in your heart while they're moving through their energy and motion, because you understand that that person is having an emotional reaction because they don't feel safe. So emotional intelligence is made up of 26 growth areas: integrity, self-awareness, communication, empathy. That's like a big one. Everybody loves empathy. There's building bonds, building trust. And we use those 26 growth areas as vehicles to move the intellect of each energy and emotion. Each emotion has its own level of intellect that vibrates at a certain frequency. Sadness, shame, that's a really deep one, apathy. And then of course, of gratitude and love and joy. And they have different frequencies and different intellects. They end up getting lodged in our energetic body. And so in my work, not only do we do the cognitive discussion and figuring that out from a trauma perspective, but I can go into the field and actually clear out the story as well by moving through people's energy.
Now, when you're talking about that, that's fascinating to me. Is it like Reiki or is it similar to Reiki when you're working with the field?
Yeah. So I have a very unique blueprint. We all do, right? So if you all of a sudden, Sharon, said, huh, this is cool, you might consider signing up for my program where I teach women and men how to do this energy work. I've yet to have a man join that program. Or where I do shamanic journeying. Let me explain how I work in a minute. But so essentially, or Brandon, you might even be like, oh, wow, this is cool. So you're on the path of remembrance all the time. You might just need a guide, right? The teacher shows up when you're ready, or you take aligned action to say, I'm going to learn something. Over that time, you might begin morphing into your own unique blueprint. In my experience, I use about 80 different modalities that sort of blend together as like my own method. It's just my own unique magic. But because I resonate so much with masculine and feminine energy, my shamanic work in my understanding is mother. It's the mother energy. It's moving down into the earth. And then I also do quantum light body activation, which is more upward to the higher dimensions. And that's more of the masculine, right? Sort of the God source and then the Mother Earth. So interestingly enough, and by no coincidence, those are the two main modalities I've used. But since then I do a lot of frequency work with my voice and I just do all this really crazy stuff in the field. So my sessions are, I would say, imagine a hell of a lot different from last year. So, so just growing really, it depends on your own ability to go in deeper and deeper and deeper. And then, as you clear those codes, more and more of your gifts get unlocked. So I'm devoted to my mission at this stage. So
amazing.
Yeah.
So I have a question about how things like anger and sadness and things like that, how do they show up in the body, or maybe even in reactions or in things like that. And when you're, let's say you're doing energy work and you're, and maybe you're sensing those things in the body, how do they show up for you? And how do you see them? Like, are they indifferent? Is it related to the chakras? Is it like liver? I've heard liver is like anger. And like I'm learning about Eileen McCusick's tuning fork methodology, her biofield tuning.
Yeah.
And she has a little chart that has like the body, that like the person standing, and then in each little like section, like she has different information. And I think sometimes sadness will show up like right here by the shoulder. Mm-hmm. And anger will show up like maybe right here by the liver. I don't know. I'm just throwing that out there.
Cool. I'm not too familiar with that particular work. It sounds amazing. Oh, definitely be keen to look into that a little bit more. In my experience, I'll give you an example. So I had a client, she's physically ill, like she's physically, her body is deteriorating. She's very, very powerful. She does this type of work. She's got a very, very deep gift. And I'm watching her deteriorate because of the relationship she's in. So this is very real to me. It's very real. I think dis-ease is created from the energetics that we're on. And when we're in trauma bonds, when we're looping in relationships that are unhealthy, jobs that are unhealthy, that are soul sucking, we can actually begin to be affected by that. And so when I was in her field, this was months ago, I could see and feel the frequency of like almost like immense danger. So it just starts to like, I can almost see it as like a visualization, and I can feel, it feels like little bumps in the air around their field. So I work through the chakra system, but I also use higher dimensional energies to come into the sessions as well. It's like a bit of a combination of both. And it really depends on the session. I mean, the session I did this morning was all voice, and it was all electrifying the womb. So this woman had a lot of sexual trauma. So for me, it's actually really difficult for me to articulate in words, because I'm channeling when I'm under. It's like I'm almost on the journey with the person. I am on the journey with them. I'm guiding them to shadow hunt. So when I do this, I'm essentially shining light on the particular moment. And then I'll burn it with violet flame, or I'll do some sort of alchemizing to release the energy, this energy that's stuck. And then almost every day, every day after, a couple of days after, they have an emotional release, which I encourage. I think the first thing is stop acting like emotions are bad. Just stop bleeding them on each other. Just go have a private moment of crying and screaming and get it out. The insights on the other side. And then the next day they'll call and they'll say, holy shit, I just got a $5,000 check in the mail. Or, oh my God, this woman showed up in my life. And, or like, I've lost, a lot of my men clients lose like 20, 30 pounds, have increases of money coming in, because they're starting to vibrate on higher planes, less attachment. So those are some things, that happen when you work in the energy field. But again, like, some people don't want that. I have teenage clients. I work very little in their field, and we do more like patience, compassion, and empathy work to like hold them where they are, because a couple of them are transitioning. So working with that and getting to understand what these children are going through, it's been amazing. So lots of different clients, because energy is everything, and anybody can benefit from it.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Brandon, do you have any thoughts? I'm sorry. Like taking over.
No, you're good. Don't worry, I'll chime in if I need to. I'm not shy.
Okay. So I have this question for you. You're talking about light codes and things like that. Can you tell us a little bit about what light codes are, and what do you mean by that?
Yeah, sure. So something that we haven't really been exposed to. We're all born really pure. Okay. We're born with like these beautiful truth frequencies and purity of love before we begin getting programmed. as I mentioned, you know, as the child's brain is forming in the formative years, we begin saying things to them over and over. And if you say something to somebody enough, they're going to believe it. It's really that simple. Whether it's like you're a piece of crap or you're amazing or whatever the case might be, it's going to set into a brain, especially from the ages of being born until 21 years old. Which is why I'm driven to do this work, is because of the young children that have gone through what they've gone through during COVID. We're going to have a whole new series of core wounds that we haven't seen in the next 20 years as those children begin to grow, so, which is why we need more light codes activated and people doing this work. Ripple effects is real. Momentum is real. It doesn't matter if you're going a momentum toward like Shitsville on the fast train, or if you're going up and ascending and living the dream, it's going to happen either way. So when we talk about light codes, we're talking about activating the light body. So our three lower chakras are where we store most of our childhood trauma. The root chakra is the representation of our stability and our safety. So when you begin doing this work as an adult, and I find a lot of times with men, they get kind of sore backs, or you might notice a man who's been holding on to a lot of trauma can't walk appropriately in his older age, or he has like a really bad lower back. We do a lot of clearing in that area. And as we're doing this, we're literally moving up a ladder of frequency. So what usually happens in most people's lives is they wait until somebody comes in to like break their heart, or the detriment gets really, really bad, or someone passes away, and then they begin to make the change and say, holy shit, life's too short. What am I doing? Or it just cost me my marriage. In my case, that's what really got me going, is me being unable to see myself. So what ends up happening, let's say, for example, in a relationship where two people are really fighting, Katie might leave John because John's an asshole and John hates Katie, and there's all of this anger. But the truth is they're just the masculine and the feminine staring at each other, fighting in anxious energies. So when we activate light codes, we're taking all of those stories out and we're giving people the eyes to see. So my session wouldn't be like, well, look, it's a combination of both, because I'm an intuitive and psychic as well, where I can show you what your higher timeline will look like and guide you as part of my position. Or we can say nothing at all, and I just do the energy work and you have aha moments. As that happens, we're lifting up the perspective. We're lifting up the frequency on the planet Earth, and we are actually beginning to activate the light codes. So our body will begin to actually lighten up. I've lost so much weight. I still look like an older lady, but I like look young and feel fabby fofo. But like, you know, I'm milfing. And like, you know, and so you begin to really, and you just have this aura about you that says, oh my God, it's magnetic. Money starts coming into your field effortlessly. It becomes a loving relationship with the energetics of money. And as a masculine frequency, there's this feeling of power that comes over you as you begin doing this work even deeper and deeper. And again, you can do this on your own. When you do it with energy work, it moves it a little faster. And that's when quantum results start happening for yourself, which is what happened in my case. So a lot of inward work, lots of journeys, and you can move it a little faster. So when we talk about light codes, that's what we're talking about. It's moving the density, and the result is the DNA right now, which is a double helix. It holds a lot of glitches in the system that are trauma from our mothers and fathers, and we're unveiling more and more strands of DNA. And there's speculation. There's discussion about the 12-stranded DNA. I don't know if you guys are familiar with that. And then there's also 24, which means like these hyper-intelligent children. My son at this stage, because of all of the emotional intelligence work I do, and him being in my energy, is so smart. His brain is like right and left are beginning to amalgamate into one series of consciousness, both intellectual and devotional. Intelligence, energetics. There is a couple I know who are considered in divine union, divine masculine, divine feminine. They've cleared all of their their trauma and they're completely in line. And their baby was born and she, within like 2 days, was like smiling and starting to speak a little bit. There's photos of her smiling. When you see the photos, you like actually lose your breath. It's like the most beautiful aura that you've ever seen. So I believe we will see this in our lifetime, a lot more of this as divine unions start happening and as people start to understand really the magnitude of this work. Got a long way to go though. Takes a little while to turn a ship around.
Yeah, that sounds really, really amazing, especially the divine union stuff. You know, that to me is just mind-boggling and amazing. It's lovely. But so I do have a question before we maybe talk more about the divine union. I want to know your thoughts on what is a twin flame and like, what is that? Because I'm just going to throw this out there, but is twin flame kind of like when you're not in divine union, you experience twin flame? I don't know, whatever.
Yeah, sure. May I ask, have either of you had that intensified soul connection with a man or a woman?
Brandon, do you want to start?
I probably not, because since I've healed a lot of my trauma, I really haven't had a chance to date any nice young ladies yet. So
yeah,
I haven't. I think I might have. I kind of think that's what spurred my my healing and my growth, was I had an experience with one of the last girls that I dated, last women, whatever. And I think because the place I was in, I wasn't ready to move forward. But I think that something about that just stuck in my brain, and it was like the catalyst for my journey that I'm on now.
Yeah.
So yeah,
for sure. For sure. And sometimes in the case of a man as well, and I don't know if you can resonate with this, the love frequency is so strong, it makes us run the opposite way. And we're like, holy shit, what the hell is that? I never experienced that before, because love is nothing like they told us it was. It's a frequency and it's very overwhelming. And it can cause the man or the woman to actually go and pull back. So my advice, if that was your circumstance, to consider looking and working even deeper and deeper and deeper into the divine feminine as a multi-dimension, like the divine mother is like a multi-dimension figure. Like if you can't find peace with the feminine in your life here on 3D or that particular soul connection, you source up to the multi-dimensions. I have actually a really good recording for that. And you go all the way up and you kind of make peace and like love with this multidimensional mother as a mother, a lover, and as like a sister, this feminine energy. It's almost that divine trust of like the divine goddess or Sophia, if you will, or whatever. It's been completely omitted from religious practice, and which is why we're in the fuckery that we're in.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is cool, because it's part of the project, right? Where I'm in the mission is to bring that homeostasis back and bring that balance back. And it's going to create strong men and loving women. That's the end result, is pure love anchored in men in the masculine who are fully in present mode. And in order for that to happen, they must move through the heart, which is a lot of what is missing in sort of like that dominance teaching that's going on out there in the collective at the moment. It's all inverted. So then, Sharon, what about yourself? Have you experienced something like that?
Yes, I have. My husband, Wesley, was amazing. We had just like the most beautiful friendship, relationship, love. It was like the fairy tale come true. He was like the Prince Charming. Like, we loved each other to death. And he passed away. So I experienced the complete opposite of what that was for several years.
Yeah.
And I guess by the time this airs, it'll be common knowledge that I have met someone that is very much like Wesley. Oh. And it's something that it's just, I can't even explain how crazy this stuff is. It's just like the stuff that I told Source that I wanted, I put it out there to the universe, And just the syncs are incredible. Like all the things that happened to connect us like over time. Like I've known him for like almost 2 years now, maybe a year and a half or a little something like that. And you know, we were kind of in each other's field, in each other's background, but we were just friends because it's kind of a long distance thing. So we didn't really connect until we went to Bearfest.
Amazing. So, always yeah, happens. So perfect timing.
Yeah, it was just perfect. And he even says like if I had met you prior to that, like he almost went to our Sedona, like he was planning on, he might've gone to our trip in Sedona with Brandon and Philip and Adam and Spoons and Michelle. But he had something to tend to. His mother was not well. And so he was home and she passed away right after, like sometime after that. So it was just, the timing just wasn't right. And yeah. So now the time was like perfect. And so, things are happening kind of fast, but they're not happening fast because he's like in another state. So,
well, also time's not real. So just have a great time. Don't worry about it.
We completely concur about that. We're just
just enjoy it. Like if it feels good, go for it. That's my motto anyway. Yeah, you know, I'm on like twin flame number 9. So.
So I've heard some differing stuff about twin flame. I didn't mean to cut you off, Sharon.
No, please go.
So beautiful. Oh,
I was going to talk about,
because a lot of people will conflate twin flame with soulmate, and I've heard twin flame is something more of, it's a person that's just like you. So actually, oftentimes you repel that person, mm-hmm. and one person ends up in this situation where they're like lovesick, and then the other person is just sick of that person because of where they're at.
That's it.
Okay.
So you've opened up a really good discussion point. I think there's so many inversions around what the twin flame template is. Okay. So in my particular case, I was having a little bit of a joke there, kind of. In a year and a half, I was presented with 3 extremely intense soul connections. And they weren't real love. They were wound mates. They were people there to show me that I was looking outside myself. Like, they just had the frequency of God. They have a frequency that makes people, it's almost like heroin addiction. It feels like you're stuck on them. This is also very reminiscent of a narcissistic and empath relationship where a narcissist.
Sorry, I thought I was muted. I know. Anyway, go ahead.
And where that narcissistic, it's like almost got the hooks in you, and your journey is to get the hooks out, really. Now, there's an old shamanic saying, and it says, the man says to the shaman, well, how will I know my ally? And the shaman says, well, that's easy. He'll be the one who tries to kill you. So, I just got covered in motherfucking shivers. So that is the way I live my life. I don't look at any of those soul connections as bad. I believe those men were vital and pivotal in my growth journey. I have forgiveness for every single one of them.
Absolutely.
Yeah. This is, again, it's a mindset switch. And though the victim is an important part of the healing process, it certainly is. And so is anger. I mean, there were moments where I was screaming, like when the last one came in, I was like, not again. I'm not even doing anything. They just turn it up. Like I literally would like be at my house and like next thing I know, like a guy's in my field and I'm reactivated, but it's just telling me that I have a huge amount of power and a humongous abandonment wound. And if I can heal that on behalf of the collective, that means anybody can heal it. And it just brings me like, I'm going to cry. Like it brings me such joy because I will go to the depths of hell and back if it means helping as many people get out of those terrible relationships and more the divorce. It's just too much for me. And so I'm happy. I almost say like, give me another. I'm happy to take whatever it is that I need to take to prove this magnitude of power that comes with true love. Love is the highest frequency. It always will be. So when we cut people off, when we shut them out, we're simply shutting out a piece of ourselves. It doesn't matter if that person is the biggest asshole or not. People don't like to hear that. They're like, oh, but he treated me bad. it doesn't matter. You're going to repeat the same lesson. You need to heal yourself, take the time to heal, block if you need to while you're healing, and then open the channel back up. It doesn't mean you have to have them over for dinner and cookies. It simply means you want to keep your energetic frequency and heart space like a Care Bear open to the entire world. And then people just resonate away. So I have watched, like, I've had moments in my business where I have had intuitive guidance that somebody is not quite right in my business, in twice with an employee. And I ignored it both times. And both times I kept my heart open and both times they left. So it's just, you know, there are moments where you have to make an aligned decision that comes in the journey, but it's just, that's one way that a twin flame helps you. It's like a wound mate. Another way a twin flame, there are 144,000 twin flames on this planet. They're coming together, whether you call them twin flames or divine union couples, it doesn't really matter. It's simply someone that looks like you, but is exactly the opposite. But like you guys have enough in common, but you're also opposite. It's like kind of amazing. And maybe Sharon, that's something you can resonate with.
Absolutely.
And you have to reach a level of clearing. And then the advice to maintain that relationship is to constantly go in and clear. Put growth first, not pleasure. Put growth first, not expectation. Once we start expecting him to change for our greater good, it doesn't work. It's emasculating and it's really none of your business, really. And I'm trying to say that as nicely as I can, but everybody's totally, a sovereign being, and it's the design of getting two sovereign beings together to co-create with growth at the forefront.
Absolutely. And I can resonate with what you just said about don't change anybody, because I had to come to that realization after the like 8-year relationship I had with this man who was a narcissist, you know, I'm just going to say the word, he was a narcissist. And it was very painful, but over time, I learned to accept him where he was and just let him be.
Yeah.
And then I was able to leave him.
That's it.
And yeah. Then, and so as I grew in my ability to recognize what love truly is, which is to just let people be who they are, let them be themselves, then I could just be friends with everybody and anybody, yeah. Right? I could just be friends with them and let them be. Like, I'm not going to tell them how to live their life and what to do. Mm-hmm. I live my life, they live theirs. And I just knew that at some point I was going to meet that man who was going to be right at my level.
Yeah.
And we were going to both be that way. And like, I've been talking to him, and his name's Cody. Mm-hmm. And I've been talking to him, and we've talked about these things. Like, yeah. You know, he has already said something to me like, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to make you feel that way, when he's told me a story of something. Right. And I'm like, no, it's not. Like, I think I'm healing wounds from the past by the story that you told me, or whatever you just said, that triggered some like old wound here that I just need to learn to heal and let go of. So mm-hmm. It's not you. Like, don't apologize for yourself or what you've done or what you've said or whatever. Like, you didn't do anything wrong. You didn't do anything bad. It's yeah. Just me used to something that like maybe like triggered a wound in me. Mm-hmm. And I just have to heal from that. And if you want to be patient with me, so be it. Like, yeah. and he wants to, you know.
Good. Beautiful. That's yeah. Really good. Cause there's a deeper thing there too. When someone says, oh my gosh, I'm sorry I made you feel that way, it's also them protecting themselves from the level in which they're able to handle somebody else's emotions. So it's good that you're able to kind of keep that going, because it is so important, especially as a feminine representation. Feminine pole represents love. Masculine is truth, love and truth, highest frequencies, action, receiving, right? You need to be able to be in your fullest expression all the time. So if that means him not being comfortable with your emotions, you may need to remove yourself. But the idea is to ultimately get to a place where you're able to just completely let go. And what ends up happening in the container the relationship container is you have an emotional release, and then a day later or 2 days later, he initiates. And the reason is because the feminine frequency goes first, the receiving, and then the masculine goes. And so you're actually constantly punching up together. So in my case, I was very emotional and I was studying an emotional intelligence and I was releasing all these emotions, but I was with a partner who wouldn't. So we ended up vibrating away from one another. That's why growth is so important. And when the woman has the stoicism and the emotional intelligence and the feminine embodiment of pure love, the man will have nowhere for his shit to go. So if I can reflect back to you, Sharon, your first relationship with your husband, rest his soul, what a beautiful like role he's played in your growth. It's so beautiful. He left, right? And I put that in quotes.
Oh yeah.
And you were in abandonment. Then you attracted what appeared to be a masculine dominant presence, which is that avoidant attachment style, which shows up as narcissistic. Again, I'm putting it into parentheses. Right.
I also do that.
So then in that case, in that relationship container, you actually healed your inner king, your inner masculine. You started to get more personal power. That was the moment where you were like, I'm not going to worry about whatever anything he's doing. So you got, let's say, he left, abandoned. The next relationship, you had to make the aligned decision. After that, there might be a little bit more healing and then the king can come in. Okay. So yes, that's very common with a lot of us. And in 2020, so many twin flame relationships started to happen because we needed to wake up a bunch of star seeds and a bunch of people here to do mission work. So it's been so fantastic. We're going to see another round of that again, I'd say probably in the next sort of 8 to 10 years, another round of like those deep soul connections, because there are still so many people in the collective that are not savvy to anything that we're talking about. We're just barely tapping in. So yeah, it's kind of exciting. So I wanted to reflect that back to you, babe, because it is part of your path and your own homeostasis inside your own being. So amazing. Good job.
Yes. Thank you. And I just want to clarify that he wasn't, he just felt bad that he triggered that response in me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And
yeah.
So he just was like, I wish I could be right there. I wish I could take that away from you. And I'm like, I just have to heal it.
Yeah. It's good though, that you're having that kind of discussion and it's
really deep, really fast. We've talked about really in-depth things and
so beautiful.
It's just, yeah, it's really mind-boggling.
I can hear her in her voice.
Yeah. It's so amazing. I love deep. I mean, I'm just like, I think my last boyfriend was like, oh my God. He's like, because I find actually the depths of the relationship is really the depths in which the woman's willing to go in her own truth. Men are very simple.
Yeah.
They will meet you. And if they don't, they'll just fuck off. It's no big deal. And that's okay, because you're in a place where you're strong enough. I find when we have the women, because we're love, we're boundless. Love has no architecture. Love has no frame. We're just out here being love bunnies and mermaids. But that can also quickly turn into being feral. If it's anxious, if it's trying to control, if it's looking to, you know, be with anybody else outside of their husband or partner, running. And these are deep wounds. And men oftentimes are sort of just kind of there for the ride, because a really strong, and when I say strong, I mean strong and feminine energy woman is in your life. A man will literally want to go out and like cure cancer. That's where the power comes from. They get fueled by love. It's very simple.
Yes.
So and that reflects in my work with men. I work with them for like 4 to 6 weeks, and women, I'm like, they're with me for the rest of their life. It's fun. And I love it. I wouldn't have it any other way, but it's just, when you're dealing with love, you're dealing with boundlessness. And when you're dealing with truth, it's very much a direct shot. And sometimes when men tell their truth to a woman, she's so injured that she starts to name call him or find comfort in labeling him and running away. And I believe that's a lot of why I also don't support any feminism or any, neo-feminism. And I don't support any of those agendas that are against men, because I think that that's not that's not my experience. The more work I do, the more men I have in my field that are like amazing. And like, there's so many helping me build my business, and my relationship with my father has improved immensely because I've come down and just let him be himself. And it's just different. And I think that we all have that power, and it's the most amazing thing. Energy is unbelievable.
It is.
Yeah.
Everything's energy. I love, 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 love.
Yeah. I wanted to add to something you said, because this is something we talk about a little bit. It has nothing really to do with what we're talking about now, but what you said about 2020 and what happened, and then people started to kind of wake up and meet each other. So you can look at this, because so many people think that 2020 was like the worst thing that ever happened, and it's all this oppression and the government and all this stuff, and they get mad. But there's so many good things that have happened because of that. So if you take it and look at the good, you can think that maybe some of these people in positions of power are actually trying to wake people up. You know, there's a school of thought that says some of these guys are just like merry pranksters, and they're trying their best to wake up a people who are just asleep and to activate them. So I love that too, because it takes a lot of the victimness that you feel, that people feel, out of it. And that's just another, goes to that point again, something you just said. So that's why I wanted to highlight it.
Dude, life is the biggest joke in game. And like, once you really vibe at a place where, you know me, I mean, I don't know if you guys follow me on Instagram, but I like roller skate and shit through the airport. I am
That's
all
so
about
the fun. Joy. I freaking love that.
Yeah, I love life. Like my son and I just, it's all about the joy. Like it gets so heavy. And it's funny because I'm also like a trauma lady, but like, it's my template is a Hoyoka shamanic template, intergalactic template. We're jokers. We laugh because actually laughter is the gateway to the heavens. It's the opening up of your portal. And then I jab you with a truth. And it's like, oh shit. That's just like a comedian, right?
That's what Brandon does.
Yes. It's so good. I love that. So this is like, for me, how I live my life, it is so irritating to people who are not up on this frequency. So much so they pretty much just, sometimes they just yell at me and then they run away. But like, I can't do anything about it. Instead, I just look at my bank account increase. I have the best experiences with my clients. My clients are out having amazing sex. Everybody's happy. We're kissing babies. Like, it's just such a different realm of what you can attract. And so when we're talking about frequency, this is the secret that every successful business has. Like anybody who's making immense amounts of money knows this, and they know the coding. They don't have scarcity codes. They don't have overthinking in their minds. They've designed it so that we stay little and small to fuck with us, really. And like, really, that's the truth of the matter. And these people don't have those clearings. And now guess what? We're starting to clear and wake up. And this means there could be an awesome shift going on in the power. And I'd like to live to see that. Let's see what happens. But it's starting to happen. People are waking up. But then I will say, in the last sort of couple months, there's been a lot of people kind of walking away from their heavenly gifts, going back to society. There's so many things being dropped, gas prices, whatever else is going on in Texas with that new disease. I don't even know who the president is right now. I'm a nightmare with that. All that's like, I have nothing. Sorry, guys. I've never voted a day in my life. Don't care. Rather, I'm here for some humanity. And it's just not my wheelhouse. I'm just like not into politics. But what I am into is frequency and understanding on what's going on. And there's inversions all over the place, so much so that people feel defeated by them. And so my role is to just keep getting the vibes up as much as I can, reach as many people as we can, so we can keep getting the vibes up. And that's it. Again, coming back to that momentum, you know, you don't turn around and get divorced. You don't turn around and weigh 350 pounds. You've worked for that. And so, and people don't like to admit it, but it's the small, tiny steps that you take each day. So when that wake up call happened in 2020, I was like, oh, this is the real deal. And ever since then, I've been taking really aligned action every single day to figure out how we can continue to reach more people.
I love, love, love this. And I love that we've covered so much in like less than an hour. It's so crazy. I love, love, love it.
I love it too.
So Brandon, do you have any other things that you want to ask Asha? I know Asha has to get going in a little bit.
Yeah, I've got a little time, about 15, 20 minutes.
Okay.
That's plenty of time. I can't think of any questions directly now. If something pops up, I'll think of it, but I just love where you're going. So, you know, just keep going. So, actually I could say one thing, because I feel like I guess you could say those people at the top, whatever, the them, I think they also know that this is going to happen, that they're going to lose power, or whatever it is, that the shift is going to occur. I think something in the future is going to happen and everything's going to change, really. So yeah. I feel like that's why, you know, if you're somebody who's into all these psyops and stuff like that, I think that's why they're getting so intense. It's because, like, back in the day, they could just throw a Y2K at you and it was enough, right? But today, it's not enough, because, and I've said this for so long, you know, if you look at how bad it is and how intense these psyops and all these pranks are, it's just because they're trying to meet the level. Yeah, that's what Owen's been saying lately. But it's just because they're trying to meet the level of consciousness that's out there. It really, now it needs to take, it's like fishing, right? When you first start fishing, a worm works great, but then you have to get into lures and, like, you know, scented baits and all this crazy stuff. And then there's science behind it. I feel like that's what's going on right now, because the consciousness is just getting higher and higher. So it's kind of harder to trick people. And I also feel that there's going to be a tipping point, that when enough people feel this way, that it's just going to be like a rush. And people like us are kind of going to be, we're like the heads of this. I was saying this in a show recently, where when you get mad at the sheeple and all this stuff, you're only getting mad at a part of yourself, because we are the human collective. We're the human consciousness. So it's like a head getting mad at the tail, because the tail isn't up at the head. Right?
That's right. So, and it's the exact opposite of what you're supposed to be doing. You're supposed to be doing energetic embodiment of love and high vibe. So every time you go back to go, oh no, so-and-so is a reptilian, or the queen is a whatever she is, just don't do that. Because the more conscious you are, the more penetrative your energetic is. You have less stories in your head, which means that when you're thinking something, you're going to manifest. Raise your hand if you've been manifesting things really quickly. Yeah, of course. And now that you're in a partnership, Sharon, you'll see that even double, because now you've got two energy forces going toward a thing.
Must be nice.
Yeah, you put that shit out to the universe. Watch the universe go for it. So we have, as a collective, put out that we desire for the collective to rise up in consciousness. And that's what's happening. Now, what people don't remember is they say to the universe, I want $5 million. And then they're like, I really want $5 million. They write it down. They feel good about it. Then the universe, God, source is like, oh, Sharon wants $5 million. Oh my gosh. Wow. She's powerful. I'm going to take that and I'm going to make that happen for her. Here we go. And then Sharon's down here on earth, like, oh my God, manifesting 5 million. And then the first thing that happens is Sharon loses her job in her car, in her house. And instead of going, yes, this is exactly what I ordered, she may go, oh my God, it's never going to happen for me. I have the worst luck ever. So what we've got to remember is that no emotion is bad. It's simply the universe adjusting to what it is that you now desire. So when we ask, the entire collective asks for a consciousness uprise, we get about 5 billion people that have no idea what the hell we're talking about. They're all going to go through the dark night of the soul. So that means we need the strongest, most powerful conscious people holding the fort down and holding the ship down as those children begin to wake up. So even though what you said rings true on a lot of dimensions and, like, a lot of different ways, Brandon, if I can speak into the transgender agenda for just a minute, if that's okay. I had a client in the West Coast of the US who is transgender in his 20s, and then one who's 15 on the East Coast, and they were saying the exact same thing. And it was something like, I know who I am. I hold the power within. It was something so cryptically exact that it was clearly an inversion story that's been planted into their coding of their formative brains, right? Remember, we talked about formative brains all the way up until 21. So though there is a huge amount of that community. I support a ton in the gay community. I will continue to do so with my work and my roller skates. There's these children that are being confused about who they are on a cellular level. And then we've got a whole bunch of parents who don't know how to handle that because they don't know how to fix it, right? It's uncomfortable for them and they want to fix it and protect, which is anxious energy. Guess what happens when you have anxious energy? The person across from you becomes avoidant. They shut you out and they do exactly the opposite of what you desire from them. So this is happening on like a grand magnitude. And I believe I was given that gift of those two clients because my biggest part of my mission is to open up my trauma schools, because the only thing I do with those kids is hold them where they are, because their truth is no different than your truth. And the second you start judging somebody, like you really awesomely pointed out, Brandon, you're just hurting a version of yourself. We don't need to understand it. We only need to be compassionate. And the changes I'm seeing in the 15-year-old, like, it brings tears to my eyes. He's gone back to his feminine name and he's just a different person. And like, it doesn't mean that he doesn't have to transition. It just means that he's feeling more confident in who he is as a person. He's actually going to school now. He's taking the bus. These are huge steps for him. Before, he used to not do any of those things. And I don't even know where I was going with this. I think what it is that I just know that for me, I'm just going to stay on my path and keep my heart open so that we can, like you said, not judge others, but actually keep our energy. The more we're conscious, the more our energy will go toward exactly what we're thinking. So for me, that's pure love and pure abundance so that I can fuel my ship.
Yeah, I think that it's kind of like the Tao says when people say, you want to change the world, I don't think it could be done. The world is perfect, or the world is, they kind of say perfect or whatever. And they say, if you tamper with it, you'll ruin it. And I feel that kind of also goes, if you think about it in the Christian lens, it's like God has a plan. And who are we to question what that plan is? And questioning that is just judging others or where they're at or what's going on in their life, when you should just really be focused on elevating the consciousness of everybody and kind of doing your own thing. So
do your embodiment. It's embodiment. Yeah. You be love. People can't help but be magnetized to that. Same with money, people or money, or they get deflected from it and they'll come back when they're ready. And maybe that won't be in this lifetime. But once they see, let's say, Sharon doing the work and it's, you know, she's got a cousin that would never have considered it and now sees all these changes and this beautiful glow up and all of these beautiful things coming into her life. What has she actually done? So you don't really even need to say anything to anybody. You simply be it. It's such a difference of how we've always been raised and taught. And, you know, as a healer, and I think as people in general, maybe in particular women, we have a really natural desire to heal and help the collective. Men mainly just want to love the woman and build their kingdom. Women would want to nurse everybody back to hell. So part of the journey of doing this type of work, as well as really releasing other people's journeys and allowing them to just be, but be there for where they are. Like, I've seen people making fun of women that are like anxious or like really anxious masculine. And I was that woman. So I would never give that woman a hard time. She only is where she is. Imagine if I did that with my client. It's just so bypassy and they can only see what they can see. And when they see it, you can't unsee it. It's like you see it and then you're like, oh fuck. And that's when it hurts. And you either choose to move through it and look at it, which is something I love to do with my clients, is like, stay there, stay in that heavy emotion, go there, get it out. It's okay. You're loved. And then boom, 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 boom. And like, you know, it's like power. So fun. So yeah. So really great, great highlights there. And absolutely true. It's like, you change and the world around you changes.
Yeah. I was going to say, when Brandon said that when you judge somebody or when you question something like that, you're basically saying you don't trust God's plan for them, right?
Yes, yes.
It's like they're exactly where they need to be for them.
Yes, yes.
And until they realize it, like you said, you just be you. And if they see you And could it be that it's a light code activation because you're like, your body is becoming lighter and lighter as mm-hmm. you do the work, right? Yeah. So we're energy beings. We can sense each other's energy. Could it be that they sense your energy and their light codes are activated slightly to where they open their eyes and say, wait, what is this? Like, I want to do that. I want to be more like that. What's that all about?
Yeah, 100%. I've had clients, because I've grown so quickly, clients that haven't really gone at the speed I've gone at, and which can be really difficult because I'm launching my business course right now. So I'm talking a lot about sort of what we've done in the last year in revenue. It's triggering. I've had clients be like, I am so triggered by you right now. I mean, can we talk about this? And I'm like, sure, let's bring it up. What is it? And they're like, you don't seem to care about me, even though of course I do. It's wounding that's coming up. So there's so much in what you're saying. And in another reason why I also believe so much in this work, in monetizing this work, in sharing your medicine, whether that's through a book, through these types of podcasts, through social media, because it's vulnerability. It's saying, hey, I know what you've gone through and I can speak on that because source is channeling through me and I can help you. One of my codings is for kingmaking, and one of the many codes that I carry in this lifetime, I'm like, this is crazy. I'm like a sexual vixen mother mermaid cheerleader, trauma lady. It's confusing, but I'm owning all of it and I love it. And at corporate, you know, and I also like spreadsheets. It's like really a lot. And, but that said, I'm desiring to start creating images for men because the difference between an image that I take that's really sexual and sensual and a man views it, he'll begin to heal because I don't have any inversions and I'm not working under an inverted agenda of pornography. But we're harnessing sexual energy in a way in a man so that it actually begins to unlock his king codes because I carry a high level of king codes and confidence. So it's a totally unique way of looking at conscious creation because sexual energy has been so stigmatized and women shame each other. Oh my God, how dare she wear that? Like, but really, sex sells, and you cannot deny that. Sexual energy is extremely powerful. There are men that have come into my field and they're like, I don't know what it is. And I'm like, oh, it's energy. It's just energy, you know, it's like a confidence that a woman who's done this work carries because she has a king, a trust in God, a trust in her inner king, and then also the heavenly connection of pure love. And we're going to see a lot more emergence. I've got 4 women in a program right now that I'm training to do this work for men in businesses. It's almost like energetic escorts, companionship, photos, things like this to help men move along and release sort of tyrannical codes that they're holding that are thousands of generations, these tyrannical codes. So it's a bigger part of my mission and my agenda, and I'm excited for it because love is the best. And
love. Okay. It boils down to love.
Yeah, I think there's a big it's like a big misstep to just all of a sudden be like, no porno, no sexual energy. Like, that's actually, sexual energy is such a force that when a man penetrates a woman, a baby is born. So imagine penetrating a woman with king codes, or another example in business, when you fund a startup, you're seeding the startup. You're not seeding the business, you're seeding the person who's running the business. That's another reason why, like, I just believe so much in this work is because you start seeding the business with energetics and money, it's going to create stuff from a place of consciousness that's actually going to help the collective, not stuff that's created in like the dark tyrannical consciousness, which is stuff that keeps people enslaved. You see the difference? So it's just a lot of power that's available for light workers in this lifetime. If they choose to continue on this path, you can actually make millions and millions of dollars with zero shame and use that money to fuel change on the planet. That's going to really work. And it's exciting.
That sounds pretty exciting.
Yeah, it's awesome. Best life ever. And so, yeah, maybe we'll get to experience this power dynamic shift, and maybe I'll be alive after this podcast to be a part of it.
Yeah, of course.
We don't plan on killing you anymore. We were just joking.
Oh, good. Okay, cool. Whatever. It's all part of the plan anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
What's going to happen is going to happen.
Sorry, you got to go.
Oh, that's so funny.
I was going to say, I think that what you're saying about hanging out with or talking or helping with people that might be like on considered the outcast of society, I think that's very well encoded in the Bible, because Jesus hung out with the prostitutes and all the dregs of society or whatever. And I think that if you look at it allegorically, as you want to achieve this Christ consciousness or whatever it is, that's part of it. You just kind of have to take things as they are and accept people for who they are, and know that you can only change them by being the best you can be, and then an example for them, and then they're gonna elevate up from there, you know.
I love that. Brandon, that's actually a huge part of why I do what I do with the big business work, is so I can fuel my business more from them and then keep my prices at a point where people can invest, that it's not going to break the bank. You know, my programs right now, they start at $3,000 each, but it's 8 weeks and it's equivalent to like 10 years of therapy. But also, I desire to keep dropping that down as I grow. I mean, I want to reach as many people as I can with this work. So what does that look like? It just looks like more content, more giving as much as I can. So yeah, it's kind of a beautiful, awesome life. Like,
yeah. So that makes sense. You get more money from the corporate, and then you could start to, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. So automate more and do more free stuff as well, because there is only one of me, and my energy is really important. I've got 6 sessions today. So it's there's only so much I can do at the moment. I've got about 20 clients. So, and that's as much as I can personally take a month, 20 clients and maybe some more. Ideally I can get more groups, more performances, more fun, you know, big audience, and then allow everybody to receive the codes. You're receiving codes at any given time. I was just listening to an amazing book that a friend recommended called Your Wish is Your Command. It's a 13 video series on YouTube. And he was talking about that. He was talking about books and just being conscious of whose books you're reading in regards to like your financial decisions and your business decisions, because most of these like high achievers, they don't even write their own books. So you're not even getting the direct codes and the direct sources, or people are writing books when they actually haven't really learned the thing. And I just thought that was really interesting. So sitting in the space of somebody who's done a lot of this work is always exciting and fun and activating.
Yeah, totally.
Absolutely. So that has been wonderful. I know you have to get going. So I don't want to keep you too long because you have another appointment. Would you please tell us where we can find you, and we'll link it all up in the description box.
Yes. Okay. So I have a YouTube channel called Asha T Healing. We're just starting up there. We're going to be putting up interviews. I'm doing interviews now with people for my group on Facebook. Facebook is my primary, platform at the moment. So Asha T on Facebook. And I'm also on Instagram at Asha_T_healing. And you can connect with me if you're more into the business vibes or understanding how you can get this in for like leadership development. I'm Asha T. LeCount on LinkedIn. And I just hit me up in DMs if you're into what I'm doing. We're just about to launch in, I don't know when this is going to air, October?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, second week in October, we're running a 5-day event called Frequency, which is all about the understanding of emotional intelligence and energetics from your frequency. And that's a 5-day program. It's going to be $222. So it's like it's going to be good, really good. We'll do some activations work as well, clearing the field as well.
Actually, this will probably air before that. It'll be like at the end of this month.
Cool. Shall I send you a link?
Yeah, you can send me a link.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, sweet. And that's going to be a 5-day event, 1 hour a day, deep activation work to raise frequency. And there'll be a strong focus on shadow work so people can really start to understand shadow work. I think could use a little bit more work there. It's so exciting. So,
absolutely. That's so awesome. Well, I do want to thank you for joining us.
Yeah, it's thank
been
you so
a
much.
Massively jam-packed episode. I loved it. I absolutely loved it. Thank you so much.
Yeah. And if you'd like to see, Asha and I actually recorded a video about a year and some months ago. It's on the channel. So maybe we can put the link to that. So if you want to see where she's progressed and just have a fun conversation that we had, check it out. And if you'd like to support us, you can go to morelawsmoreproblems.com, click on the Over Sharon tab. There's plenty of ways to support us. And we always say our favorite way for you to support us is to just show up every Thursday night when we do these. And we actually did a live stream now. So we're going to start going live possibly at random times. We'll probably schedule it, but make sure you subscribe, click the bell so you know when we go live. And we also have a podcast. We're on Podbean, iTunes, Spotify, everywhere we could find great podcasts. And I think that's it for plugs, right?
I think so.
Yeah. Well, what do we say to the good people, Sharon?
But if you're not over Sharon,
then you're totally not Karen.
That's right.
So keep over Sharon. Thanks a lot, Asha. We'll talk to you later.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thank you.